Well, since 2013, the Rotary Club of Dexter has organized and sponsored the Dexter Memorial Day Parade and Ceremony. It's coming up on Monday, 10 o'clock in the morning. Rotary is a global network of 1.2 million neighbors, friends, leaders, and problem solvers who see a world where people unite and take action to create lasting change. Joining us is Steve Feynman. He is the incoming president of Rotary Club of Dexter. That's a long time to be doing this parade since 2013, and we have seen some communities struggle with trying to keep these kinds of parades, Memorial Day, 4th of July, et cetera, going in their communities. I know City of Ypsilanti is grappling with their 4th of July parade, and there's rumors that it might not happen because one of the organizers has bowed out. How does a group like Rotary do this, and why, Steve?
Well, because it's an important holiday, it's important to the community, and we have a lot of community support for this parade. It's important to remember what the parade is about. I mean, it's a parade that's a remembrance, a memorial to those people who served and died for our country, those people in uniform, and what they fought for. And so we want to celebrate this day as often as possible. It's been celebrated in Dexter since 1945, where the American Legion started it, and Rotary picked it up in 2013. And it's been a steady parade. It's been nice. People come to the parade and enjoy it. I mean, this year we have 48 groups in it. Besides, we always have the Sheriff's Department's Honor Guard. We always lead off with the American Legion, and we have the high school band, and then we have the community members. And this year we have roughly, besides the band and the Sheriff's Department, we have 1,200 people
wow.
in the parade. So it's a big community event.
I cannot believe how well organized it is. It's always seamless. And I don't, again, know how you do that because there is an art to lining up a parade before it even starts.
Well, we work hard at it. We have a plan for it. We have detailed instructions we give to the people signing up. We have rules. And people are pretty good about it. It's difficult, but we have a staging area where people line up, and we have the same sort of alignment every year. And we kick off with the American Legion starting out because there are veterans, remaining veterans, then the Sheriff's Department. Then we celebrate the high school kids and their things that they've done. And then we celebrate the churches and the civic groups and businesses and car clubs. Car clubs love the parade. We always have
And we love seeing them because there's so many unusual vehicles out there as well. Sometimes it's hard to get marching bands to come, and you don't seem to have that problem. Who's going to be marching?
Well, it's the Dexter High School Band. It's
they're great.
A great band, great program. We always love them. They open up the show and make it great.
Mm-hmm.
We also have a lot of community activity we have a lot of groups. We have two of the best dance schools in the state, in our area, and so they come as well. And we have big Little League programs, big Scout programs, so they're all welcome in the parade. And so we don't inhibit anybody from coming. It's just a civic parade. It's not, there's no politics. It's just celebrating our nation and what we stand for. And after the parade, we have a ceremony. And this year, we're fortunate enough to have Jason Fettig, who used to be the head of the 28th Director of the United States Marine Band.
Incredible.
Who's now the Director of Bands at the University of Michigan. It's very fortunate that we have him coming to speak. And we also have one of the great voices in our area, Steve West, who's the head of opera and voice at the University of Michigan, will be singing the national anthem.
Oh, how beautiful. My
goodness. So we have a nice parade. We have a nice ceremony afterwards. And everybody comes home having enjoyed the parade and remembering what it stands for and what our people have fought for in past wars.
And again, I want to go back to my original question because it seems that small towns, and I would consider Dexter still a small town, although it has grown, small towns seem to be able to pull off these kinds of events, parades, fireworks, community gatherings, and they make it look really easy. Larger towns struggle with these kinds of things. What do you think the difference is there?
I can't speak to the larger towns, but we have a dedicated group in Dexter, and it's a community. You know, our service area for Dexter Rotary is really the Dexter Community School District. And in that district, there are 21,000 people living. So we have an audience who wants to come. And Dexter's downtown is amenable for people to come stand and watch. I mean, our parade starts at the top of the hill on Ann Arbor Road and goes to downtown through downtown Dexter. And we get a big crowd down there. And we use the same staging area every year. And we use the same staging area when we did the Bicentennial Parade. And we had a huge crowd for that. But I think people enjoy it. It's a special event. There's no carnival associated with it. It's just a celebration of the holiday and the people who fought for our country. And we want to remember them and remember what they fought for. People say, well, how come they're kids? Well, the kids are what we fought the wars for, our future.
That's right.
And so we have our future and we celebrate the past. And we have our future in the parade.
Well, and I think you're right. And I think those small towns treasure that. That relationship and that honor of these men and women. And Dexter's a quintessential, beautiful, vintage type of town. I mean, it's just a perfect setting for something like a Memorial Day parade. Yeah. Now, will the afterwards, will that be at the gazebo then, in the middle of the town?
The ceremony is always at the gazebo.
Okay.
And taps is at the gazebo. The flag comes down by noon.
Mm-hmm.
And we always have the same sort of ceremony. We always have... You know, in the parade, there are a lot of people. At the ceremony, we have 400 or 500 people, typically.
Monday, May 26th, 10 o'clock in the morning, the parade will step off. And how long is it going to last, do you suspect?
Parade generally an hour, and the ceremony is less than an hour.
Okay.
We'll be done by noon.
And honor and service, the motto this year. In Dexter, Michigan, Rotary Club of Dexter is producing this. And don't forget afterwards the ceremony at Monument Park Gazebo following the parade as well. How many groups all total? You said there's going to be about
48.
48 groups, 1,200
plus,
marchers.
Yeah, plus the sheriff's department, plus the high school band.
And do you let all comers into your parade, or do they have to follow within a certain genre?
There's no certain genre, but they have to apply for the parade. It's just not come. We have certain limitations. In a parade, we have rules and regulations.
Like what?
Well, there's no candy throwing. We can hand candy out. We don't want any kids running in the street getting struck. And we also don't have any live animals in a parade because of maintenance problems. But everybody is welcome. We have just an array. If you look down a list of groups that come, nonprofits, profit companies, lots of cars. We have the Girl Scouts, the Boy Scouts, and as I said, the dance academies. We have Dancer's Edge and Michigan Academy of Dance.
Mm-hmm.
We have gymnastics groups. It depends. The whole town is welcome. The whole city is welcome to come.
And
it's
politicians
more than the
as
city,
well?
But sitting in office.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody running for election, but a sitting politician may come. I believe Debbie Dingell will be there this year.
Our congresswoman?
Yeah, our congresswoman, she was there the last couple of years.
I don't think she would miss a parade.
Well, I don't think so either, but, But the idea being we want it open to everybody, so it's not limited. We're not saying you have to do this or do that. And it's great to have the community so deeply involved, and we welcome all.
Steve Feynman with us. He is incoming president of the Rotary Club of Dexter. How are you able to fund this? How does that happen? That does take some funds to put this on.
Well, the club funds it. Rotary Club funds the entire parade. We pay for the permits. We pay for the banner.
Mm-hmm.
It's our gift to the community,
right.
Our donation to the community for this event. Our purpose of Rotary is help, neighbors helping neighbors and more. And this is a neighbor helping neighbor event for our community. Because it's important for our community to remain united and to see who's in the community. What the parade does is allows the community to see who else is in the community. You don't see all these groups separately.
Yeah, that's true.
During the year.
And you may not go attend their events. And
you may never have seen them before
or
heard of
them. Now you're exposed to them in this beautiful parade.
Yeah. So the idea is it gives a greater sense of community having all these groups and seeing all of them. Particularly having the kids participate. They love it.
So how does Rotary Club of Dexter make its money then? And tell me a little bit about some of your projects throughout the year and how all of that works.
Well, we have several projects we do every year. You know, we have our dues, but we have fundraising. We have a golf tournament coming up on June 19th, and that's our big fundraiser every year, and that's how we raise money to fund our events. Our idea is, our purpose is to help brand and deal with issues in our neighborhood, in our service area. So we raise the money to apply to events. We sponsor things like the parade. We sponsor things like the Summerfest. We sponsor the one of the sponsors at the Dexter Plain Air Festival because it's for the community. We also sponsor some of the high school teams like robotics and various teams, debate teams, for various events because we're in the community. This is our community, and we want to serve our community and be beneficial to the community.
And Steve, who can join the Dexter Rotary Club?
Anyone is welcome to join the Rotary Club. Our meetings are Thursday mornings at 7:30 in the morning. We have breakfast meetings, and we have occasional social meetings at various locations, like Erratic Ale, once a month. But our goal is to serve our community and help our community prosper both economically and socially into the future. Dexter has grown dramatically since the early days, since they opened Baker Road. It's a much different community. And we have a great school system and lots of opportunities for people to be in Dexter and to profit, live well in Dexter.
And you can go online to rotarydexter.org and get more information. That's rotarydexter.org. On your Facebook page for the parade, you have a message that says an original page had been co-opted somehow.
That's correct.
Somehow. So what page do people go to now?
Dexter Memorial Day page. Parade.
Okay, that's
Dexter Rotary Memorial Day
Parade. Dexter Rotary Memorial Day Parade.
Somebody co-opted our page last year.
Why do they do that?
It's a Facebook page.
Yeah. Oh, so make sure it's Dexter Rotary Memorial Day Parade. You'll get right to the page, and you've got postings up there on the event. Again, coming up on Monday, 10 o'clock in the morning. Do you have any idea what other communities are having parades on Memorial Day? Are you one of few, the only one?
We're not the only one, but I don't know how many others do have it or what their parades are. I think Chelsea has one. I'm not sure.
Well, we really appreciate communities like Dexter doing this. And I know you see a lot of people coming in from some of the outlying communities to enjoy these kinds of things because it's not something you readily see anymore.
Well, also, when people think of Dexter, there's Dexter City, but Dexter sits in the center of a number of townships.
True.
Which, you know, serve the community, or the community. So we have people from all over. We have people come in from Ann Arbor, you know, different groups. We welcome them all, and it's our downtown merchants love it.
Yeah. Scio Township, which most of it is technically in Ann Arbor, some of it anyway, I know they all think they're Dexterites. Is it, and by the way, is it a Dexterite? We were having this conversation on the air yesterday. It's an Ann Arborite. Is it a Dexterite?
Well, that I don't know. Dexterite, I haven't heard that before.
Well, I kind of made it up, I guess.
Let's coin the term here, right?
Yeah, right, Derek. Colonel Jason Fettig is the 28th director of the President's Own United States Marine Band, or he had been, and he had joined in 97 as a clarinetist before becoming commissioned in July of 02. He was promoted to lieutenant colonel in 2014, 1 week before assuming leadership of the President's Own, and was promoted to his present rank in 2017 in the Roosevelt Room by President Donald J. Trump. He is the third director of the President's Own to be promoted to colonel in a White House ceremony. Wow. As director, Colonel Fettig was the music advisor to the White House and served five U.S. presidents. And he is now at the University of Michigan. He retired from the Marine Corps in 24. He received the Distinguished Service Medal and assumed a faculty position at the U of M School of Music, Theater, and Dance as professor of music and director of university bands. And he is the special guest this year.
Speaker this year.
Wow. And that's going to be right after the parade at the gazebo in the middle of Dexter that you can hear that. So, again, the parade starts at 10 o'clock in the morning, and then the ceremony approximately 11 o'clock or thereafter on Monday, May 26th. So what an honor to have him be there as your special guest.
Certainly is. Every year we try to get a speaker that's relevant, that's interesting for our folks. We've had some great speakers over the years. But again, it's about celebrating, bringing people in who familiar with the issues that we have mm-hmm. and what this means to the community.
What do you hear from the veterans in our community when you are organizing this parade, and what does this mean to them?
Well, it means that somebody remembers what they did, that there's value with what they did, whether they did it 50 years ago or they're doing it now. We have to honor our servicemen. They put on a uniform to protect our country. They sacrifice their lives to protect our country, and they serve to serve the public and our country and to protect us. That's what it's about, and what this holiday is about. And it's important to remember that the people in uniform always make sacrifices for our country. And we have a lot of veterans in our community. We have a lot of veterans in the Rotary Club. You know, and we have both Air Force and Navy veterans in the Rotary Club. And we have the American Legion. And also the Vietnam veterans are in the area as they're aging out now. But we have other veterans, and it's important to remember that they serve and they have special, not feelings, but they have, have gone through experiences that many of us have not and many of us never will. And we don't want to have people go through those experiences.
But we're grateful that they did.
We're grateful for their service. Absolutely. And their participation.
Steve Fineman, incoming president of the Rotary Club of Dexter, talking about the Dexter Memorial Day Parade. And you're right, Steve, we will never forget. And thank you for reminding us of the importance of this day.
Well, thank you for having us on, Lucy. It's always a pleasure being here.
Monday, May 26th, 10 o'clock in the morning in Dexter, Michigan. Line up and you will witness a wonderful parade on this Memorial Day and the ceremony to follow at Monument Park Gazebo after the parade. You're listening to Ann Arbor's Talk Station, 1290 WLBY.